We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
But the first thing Washington Democrats will do if Biden gets elected is pack the Supreme Court with radical left judges who will eliminate your Second Amendment and many other things. Life. Look at the things they have to rule on. They will pack it. Somebody said 16. I said, why not 18? Why not 20? Why not 22? And he's got to also tell us who the judges are. He won't tell. He won't talk, because if he does, he's going to totally lose the radical left. So he won't say. He's in his basement. You're right about that.
There's the president speaking to a crowd of estimated at 20,000 people in North Carolina last night, bringing up the Supreme Court again, because Judge Amy Coney Barrett will have her vote this morning out of committee. We've got Senator Roy Blunt joining us by phone this morning. Senator, how are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm good, Mark. A lot going on, and Senator Hawley and I are in the middle of most of it, and we're just trying to move this this process, but also the election decision, so that people really know what's at stake in the country a week from next Tuesday.
It's a good point. So I know the Judiciary Committee is going to have to waive at least one of its rules to have this vote this morning. Can you explain that?
You know, I can. The Democrats clearly don't want us to get anything done, whether it's a COVID relief package or particularly this nomination. And under those committee rules, not the Senate rules, under that committee, you have to have two Democrats in attendance to do business, or two of the minority in attendance to do business. One, if a committee can waive its own rules at any time. Two, that's not even an essential part of the process. The essential part of the process is the president nominates somebody and the Senate votes on that person. In recent years, that's always involved a committee hearing and a vote from the committee, but that's not necessarily the traditional way this happened, and it's not the way it's going to happen necessarily today with no Democrats in the room. But they were in the room when Amy Coney Barrett, for 24 hours, answered every question anybody wanted to ask, or dealt with every question. And the one she didn't answer, she explained that as a judge, she shouldn't prejudge what a case will look like when it comes for the court. She is going to be a great justice on the Supreme Court. I hope she is blessed with good health and serves for decades. But we're lucky that she's willing to serve. We're lucky the president nominated her, and we're going to confirm her. I imagine it'll be Monday, but we'll be fighting between now and Monday all the delaying tactics that the Democrats can think of. And this is just one of them. Twice in the last 2 days, they tried to adjourn at the same time, complaining that we weren't dealing with the House COVID bill. Well, you certainly couldn't deal with anything if you adjourn. So there's no rational discussion going on this topic on the other side of the aisle. And I think the American people can see through that pretty easily. And frankly, when you look at the polling on this, once they saw Amy Coney Barrett in that hearing room for 12 hours each day, they have changed their view. If they didn't think she should be confirmed, a significant majority now think not only should she be confirmed, but that we're lucky that she's willing to serve on the court.
You know, Senator, I was just going to ask you that question. You know the ins and outs, the fine details of some of these rules. Is there what else could they possibly try to do to delay this final vote on Monday?
Well, there's not a lot they can do, but they can be sure that we're still here and voting on Saturday and Sunday when they'll try to adjourn, and they'll try to use other tactics to try to get from the executive calendar to some other calendar. None of that is going to work. We are here to do this job. It's one of the most important jobs that the Senate does. And again, as you and I have talked about before, it takes two things to get on the Supreme Court: a nomination from the president and a Senate that's willing to confirm that nominee. And that's what we have, and that's our job. It's what we're going to do. I think it's maybe the single smartest thing the president did 4 years ago when he was running for president was talk about the court and actually name names of the kind of people he would put on the court. You don't see anything like that happening from Joe Biden, though the president's once again released a group of names that he would put on the court given a second term. And that's clearly one of the lasting impacts of a president, unless you figure out how to pack the court, and that could be a big fight if Americans send Joe Biden to the White House and create a Democrat-controlled Senate and House. Court packing is almost a certainty, and that would be a tragedy for the great institution of the Supreme Court.
I couldn't agree more. Senator, any comments on this whole Hunter Biden laptop suggestions among these emails that Joe Biden did know what was going on there?
Well, I'm not sure how much Joe Biden knows about what's going on right now. I think that's one of the concerns that the American people should have. You know, frankly, I think, Mark, maybe even a more important question to me is, did the FBI have this laptop? Did they choose not to do anything with it? Did they have it when this was a huge issue as part of the impeachment that the president and the Senate and the country were put through earlier this year? I'm asking those questions. And from the point of view of the Intelligence Committee, if you've got this kind of foreign connection intelligence and you decide not to share it, somebody has made a big mistake and somebody needs to pay a price for that mistake.
Interesting take on that. Yesterday, we saw the FBI director come out and talk about this foreign interference or attempts in the election. How seriously do you take this? And I guess my question is there really a chance that any of these folks could impact the outcome of this election, in your opinion?
Well, I take it seriously, but I'm not the least bit surprised by it. Let me make two points here that I think are important. One is, I've watched the securing of the election process itself very carefully as a former Secretary of State, as a person in the Senate who has the election responsibility, and we are in so much better shape than we were in 2016. The intelligence community, the Homeland Security community has worked really hard with all 50 states so that we know what's happening if something happens in the voter registration system. Even more importantly, we know what's happening if something would happen in the vote counting system. I feel good about that, and I think Missourians and the American people should feel good about that too. But it shouldn't be any surprise that when you read something, particularly in the social media, you need to think really carefully about it. And frankly, you need to think carefully when you hear something reported. You know, I have no idea who the Poor Boys are, never heard of them until maybe a month ago. But that's the group that the Iranians purported to be when they were threatening people if they voted based on a voter registration list that, frankly, among other things, is public. You can go to the voter registration office and ask to see a list of registered voters, and I believe in most states they're required to let you do that.
Right.
But it was reported widely, I believe it was just yesterday morning, that this group that supports the president was threatening and intimidating voters purportedly There was no diligence on the part of the media to think about this for a day and see if this really was them or somebody else. Not defending that group, certainly, but we're going to have to be very careful in the next 2 weeks to hear what you need to hear and be skeptical of any information coming out from any source until that source has been
completely. Yeah, it's a good point. I tell you what, Senator Blunt.
Or the Chinese do or the Russians do is no surprise.
You cut out there on me a little bit, but I did want to say that thank you for your time this morning, and I hope the next time we talk, we're talking about Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Well, I think we will be, and look forward to talking to you soon, Mark.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Senator Roy Blunt there on the phone with us this morning. As you can tell, we broke up there a little bit right near the end. But
get more at 971talk.com.